Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, 24th day of November. We started the show off talking about our story of the week. We gave Sam gave his, I gave mine, but mine had a little attachment to it, which I'm going to talk about during the casting call, and it has to do with the inside the NBA being swallowed up by ESPN. So Charles and Kenny and Shaq and Ernie will continue with the most popular NBA show there's been for the last umpteen years, but they're going to be over there. It's going to be a weird transition, but they will continue as we talk to Terrell Thomas about the NBA. How are you, sir, this morning?
I'm great. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you guys today?
Yeah.
Good morning.
What did you think about that when you heard that news?
I'm pretty happy. We know that the NBA nowadays is kind of being monopolized in multiple ways, but I am glad that we'll continue to get that great program. So ESPN, I think, was very smart. We saw them do it in other areas when they picked up, like, the Pat McAfee show and such. So I'm glad that we'll continue to get to see those guys on air.
Okay.
I think so as well.
Yeah.
I think so as well. We're going to get the Hawks in a minute. Also this week they announced about the changes with the All-Star game.
Yes.
What do you make of this? It's going to be like four different little separate games or whatnot. I guess because just having a regular game is not good enough these days, huh?
Yeah, I don't want to be the young guy screaming "Get off my lawn" or anything like that. But I want to see how it plays out. I don't know if I like this format so far, at least from how it sounds. I still remember the days I was petitioning over the last few years that we should just simply bring back guys wearing their own team jerseys and such. And, the away team maybe wearing the light colors and dark, home team wearing dark
colors. I think baseball is going to go back to that next year. We've gotten tired of these ugly costumes that they put them
at.
Hoping that people are going to go online and buy them and whatnot.
That's
right.
And when has a league walked away from a revenue stream, even if it is a small one?
I don't know.
Exactly. I think they realize some way, somehow, they'll still find a way to capitalize. They'll throw that all-star patch on the hats or something like that. But with the NBA, I really don't know. I can't say from what I've heard or read or seen so far that I am a fan of where they're going. I know for the last, I say, decade or so, the NBA has been looking for ways to kind of increase the popularity of the game, to kind of increase the competitive nature of the game. We've seen, LeBron and Steph doing the drafts and then mixing it up like that. But I wish they would just stick to the regular East versus West format and let the games begin, or even give us more of an international team versus Team USA or something like that type format versus where they're going at. But the NBA finds ways to make things work, so we shall see.
All right, you two old farts sitting there talking about
this. Yeah, really.
Y'all don't know nothing about progress. Yeah. Y'all don't know nothing about that. Sam and Gray with Terrell Thomas, East Urban Times, joining us here. I heard something last week that, because last week we talked about Embiid and his issues and how that's affecting Philly and the fan base and all that. But then it came out this week that there was a meeting that took place. And in that meeting, what I heard happened took me back to the early or late 90s, early 2000s. And I'll tell you why. Because I heard that the meeting that the 76ers had this past week, it was Tyrese Maxey, 24-year-old Tyrese Maxey, who's already established himself. He's one of the young stars in this league, and he is what's next on that 76ers team. Call out Embiid, talking about his tardiness, talking about always being late, talking about how that affects the team. It was one of those situations where, yeah, it was needed, but this guy being who he is, Joel Embiid, and being put in his place or being confronted by this young star. You know what it reminded me of, Terrell? It reminded me of what we heard. What we heard happened between Kobe and Shaq.
I wonder where you're going to go there.
You know what I mean? It was what Kobe was calling Shaq lazy and out of shape and coming in. And that famously eventually got Shaq out of L.A. and down to Miami. But it did. It took me back to them days. And we saw what kind of leader Kobe was going to be after that. And the Lakers believed it, too. Because you can see where they hung their hat. But anyway, did that pop into your mind, and how do you feel about that conversation?
Well, first off, I do think that was a phenomenal comparison there with Joel Embiid and Maxey and the whole Kobe and Shaq situation and how it unfolded. I was very happy to hear. The Sixers have been beyond disappointing this season. I think, you know, that's an understatement, especially when you look at the availability of the quote-unquote Sixers big three of Maxey, George, and Embiid. Maxey just actually returned about two games, and he's been on He's been on a minute restriction due to a hamstring injury in which he suffered earlier in the season. Paul George is out again. He re-injured the knee in which he hyperextended in the preseason here against the Hawks. And Embiid's just been out with knee swelling and such. He'll actually be out today as well in today's Sixer matchup. So I was glad, number one, that they had a team meeting because they need to find some type of common ground to kind of resolve quickly whatever they have going on. And hearing that Maxey was the guy who led the meeting, who enforced the meeting, as you just mentioned, a young star, a rising star in this league. They already nicknamed him the franchise in Philadelphia. So for him to grab the franchise by the hold and let Joel Embiid know, like, this is, you're supposed to be our leader. You're the guy in which I look to. You're the guy in which we look to. So we need you to get your stuff together. I was very happy to hear that. And now it's on Joel. Now it's time for us to see how he responds. He came out and had a 30-plus point game, but the Sixers lost. So that didn't really result in them turning things around and getting on the winning side of things. And ironically, the Sixers were able to pick up a win without Joel Embiid recently on Friday night. So it's ugly in Philadelphia right now when you look at the 76ers, and I hope somehow, some way they find a way to turn things around quickly, or it's only going to get worse.
Spend his time on the WaitForIt.com hotline this morning with Terrell Thomas, and he is social. Always find him at Eldorado2452, at Eldorado2452. Bring it home, man. Let's talk about our home team. They've been on this trip. We saw some good. We saw some not so good. The last two games out, they just had trouble keeping pace at all. Looked well, and they should have had a win up in at Portland as well coming into that. Now they're headed for home in Dallas tomorrow night. What do you make of the week that they've had? They got some healthy bodies back, too.
Yeah, I think that's the one positive point we can look and see is that Bogey's back out there. DeAndre's been out there consistently. We've even seen Kobe Bufkin getting some minutes. So as you just mentioned, the injury bug that plagued the team early in the season, that is slowly starting to fade away in the roster in which the Hawks wanted to begin the season with is kind of the picture there is unfolding. It was disappointing. It was almost a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde type thing where we did see the Hawks pick up a few big wins, pick up some early wins on a road trip. But then when you look at how they faced Sacramento and such, but then as you mentioned, a loss to Portland, a loss to a Warriors team where we've seen the Hawks sometimes play the competition when they beat the Celtics early in the year and just over the past few years. they may lose the teams in which they're not supposed to lose to, and then they beat teams who are in the upper echelon of the NBA. So I thought we would see a little bit more from the Hawks against the Warriors, but the Warriors were able to get out to a quick lead and just pretty much keep that lead. Big matchup, though. You know, every night in the NBA is a competitive and a tough night, as we'll see Luka. Well, Luka won't be playing, but we'll see Luka's team. We'll see the Mavericks come to town. Hawks will unveil their city jersey. So the Hawks have a great opportunity here to get back on the winning side of things. We'll see Klay Thompson. We'll see Kyrie Irving. As I just mentioned, Luka won't be in the lineup. But the Hawks have to take advantage of these type of situations when they get out there. Maybe some home cooking will be just what the guys need.
Talk about the game they won with the defensive play at the end. And once again, when I see this guy play defense, talking about Daniels, I'm like, yes, this is what this team has needed. And just think about they preserved the win out of Sacramento on a defensive play at the end.
Yeah, and actually, you know, I also want to give credit to DeAndre Hunter, because both of those guys, it was when DeAndre started off guarding De'Aaron Fox, and then he kind of passed him off to Dyson Daniels, who was able to get a steal slash block, swiping a ball out of Fox's hands to win the game. It was just great to see, and I think this is something that Hawks fans have been craving for the past few years, a defensive guard, someone to help Trae Young. And we've seen Trae's defense pick up. He's had a few nights where he's had two or three more steals than usual because he's playing the passing lane a little differently. Dyson Daniels has just been, so far I believe, I read a stat where he's responsible for about three wins because of his defensive prowess. If he keeps this pace up, he'll be responsible for about 12 to 15 wins just himself. So Dyson Daniels has been marvelous so far on the defensive end, and he's given us some things offensively. So that's been very impressive to see.
Hawks are going to honor Mutombo. Did you hear that?
Yep.
With the no thing going on there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know what's funny? You guys,
we're
talking about the Dallas matchup with the Hawks, and you said Luka's not playing, but his team is playing. And you think about the other two guys on that team. Luka's the only one that ain't got a championship. But yet one of them's got four, and the other one's got he's got one. We leave Kyrie's and Klay's championships out. If that team gels and stays healthy, who's beating them out West?
I can see the Warriors. I can see a matchup where we see maybe a Dallas Golden State Western Conference Finals.
You think
the Warriors?
You think they got one more championship in them?
I do.
Even
and I'm gonna give you I'm gonna give you a fun hip hop. Well, right now they're 12-3. They lost to San Antonio, but it seems like when they start off strong before the Christmas break, they're able to really turn things around because they're winning right now, kind of in spite of Steph Curry. Over his last few games, he hasn't even eclipsed the 20-point mark when they're still beating teams by 12 to 20 points or more. We've seen a lot from Wiggins. We've seen a lot from Draymond as far as kind of running as the point guard of that team. So I really wouldn't be surprised if the Warriors get it done. And it's also another fun fact. So in the world of hip-hop and sports, recently Kendrick Lamar released an album yesterday. Every year that Kendrick Lamar has released an album, the Warriors have went on to put up a banner. So who knows? You know, it may be some cooking in the NBA for Steph Curry and the guys. So I can easily see a Warriors Mavericks Western Conference Finals.
That, you know, what used to be the case with that, and I hate to bring it like this, but it seemed like for a period of time, like more than a decade, when a Saturday Night Live member, one of the original or whoever, Saturday Night Live member passed, that next baseball season there was a perfect game. Somebody actually chronicled that.
Really?
And said, yeah. It was a perfect game. But listen, as far as out West, Oklahoma City, that dude, listen, he got a taste of it last year.
Yeah.
I think they got to worry about them, meaning Golden State. I think that Ja's back, and he's already left my mouth open a couple times with some of the moves he's made.
Yep.
I've been talking about I've been talking about Memphis for a minute. So I just feel like Golden State, I see too much age in them legs for them to get past without having Klay. These young teams coming back, and let's not sleep on Minnesota. So again, it's early, but
You're leaving out Denver.
Yeah.
How you gonna leave them out?
Because I can. I don't think that I don't. I think these other three teams that I mentioned, the younger legs, will prevail this year.
They ain't got the guy that Denver has.
No, they don't have that dude, but they got a team.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. All right. What else is going on with you, Terrell? You ready for Thursday?
I am. I'm almost ready for Thursday. Looking forward to not only some good football, but some great times with family and friends, having some good fellowship. So I am. We got to knock out a few things before this week is the week really takes off, especially with our Hawks playing tomorrow night. But I am. I'm very much so looking forward to Thursday.
Well, I can tell you right now, for our audience, Sam and I, we already talked about we're going to be with you this upcoming week, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and then we'll be back again next Saturday. Terrell will be joining us before some Hawks games. But also, you know, I had a conversation yesterday or day before with Sayla, your daughter, and we talked about her next appearance. And she may be joining us this week while we're doing these Thanksgiving shows to get us ready for women's college basketball season along with Noel. So you good with that if we borrow your daughter for a little bit there?
Yeah.
Oh, of course. You know I am. You know I am. And we've already went out to catch UConn and see what they're doing with Paige Beckers. So she's ready to discuss this upcoming season. I think it'll be very dope in the college world for the young lady. So, yes, indeed. It'd be great to hear her talk about what she's taking place soon.
And, Sam, he brought up the name UConn. And we started the show, one of the things we talked about, and Sam and Noel have a little assignment, and I don't want to put you under pressure to come up with 10, but Gino, becoming now the NCAA's all-time winningest coach, got me thinking about who are your top 10 all-time coaches. So when we talk to you in a couple days, I'd like you to give us your list, because we're going to be talking basketball, and it doesn't have to be pros. Because I can tell you, if I asked you to give me a list of top 10 football coaches, American football coaches, you would probably put Nick Saban ahead of a number of NFL coaches, correct?
I don't know about that one. I might throw Belichick. I might throw Andy Reid ahead of Nick Saban.
No, I'm saying, but you won't come up with 10 other coaches ahead of Nick Saban.
Oh,
on
no,
the pro
sir.
No, that's what
no,
I'm saying.
No, not at all. So not at all. Not at all. No.
It can be college. It can be pros. But come up with 10, and if Geno's on it, cool. If not, and it could be basketball, football, whatever, hockey, whatever it is, and then we'll have that list for you next week. How's that?
Okay. Yes, indeed. I'll get on that.
All right. You got any lasting questions or thoughts for Terrell before we let him go?
No, we're gonna see him this week.
We're gonna see him this week.
Absolutely.
All right, I have you come down to the studio. That's how much we love you.
Yeah, man.
Let me know. I'll pull on up.
All right.
Make some coffee.
It's Terrell Thomas. Appreciate it, man. Enjoy the rest of your day. It's-